Good morning, friends.
Good morning, David. Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Yay.
Yeah,
we already have a What's Your Deal Wednesday.
Yeah.
From Jesse. No.
Dang it.
No, but the morning is young.
Yes, it is.
What's Your Deal Wednesday? What's up with the police trying to ride up my A? Well, I'm already going the speed limit on my way home from dropping my wife off at a meet for school activities at 5 a.m. in the morning. Well, I have much admiration and appreciation for them. It's quite annoying to have that happen at 5:40 a.m. while trying to follow traffic. Seriously, bad habits.
Maybe they would just want to push you along a little bit. I would rather have it that way than be in a hurry. You know what I mean? It seems like I'm always in a hurry, hoping I'm not seeing some kind.
And they're going slower.
But yeah, if they want to go faster, then you'd go right ahead. You be my bird dog for me. You go out ahead of me, and I'll just go at your speed. I wonder if a police officer has ever done that, just to kind of lead you in, kind of pull you in a little bit. You know, like, hey, if I go in front of this guy and I'm going to go 85,
okay,
and then we'll see if they keep up with me. Maybe then they're like, oh, got you. I just wanted
speeding.
I wanted to lure you in. And
yep. It's entrapment.
Bait you a little bit. Well, look, we are looking at a fairly cool day today. This is the day that we've been talking about. The one that will be the coolest, at least until about Monday, when we'll have a little bit of roller coaster action here going on.
I was going to have a little barbecue tonight, but it's too cold.
It might be a little chilly.
Yeah.
I mean, you're only going to hit about 55 this afternoon. Mm. And so, I mean, you know, for a barbecue, I guess maybe. I mean, in the middle of the winter, when we hit 55, we're like, yeah, let's get out the barbecue.
I think we'll do it Saturday instead.
So it'll still be fun. And then we're looking at, an overnight low tomorrow morning. They're actually throwing out just a few little freeze warnings. Not like it's, they're just talking about, your delicate plants. So if you have any delicate things that you've planted early because you were ambitious, and they're saying that if you can bring out in some planter boxes, if you did it that way, or at least try to cover them up, it might be a good idea for tomorrow morning. Tomorrow we'll hit 61, and Friday we will hit 61.
Right now it's 39 and cloudy downtown.
Morgan Wallen
on Z104. It's going to be May.
Yeah.
It's May.
Hallelujah.
Can you believe it? Didn't we just have Christmas?
Yeah, but you know what that means. Christmas is getting closer.
not super close, Dave.
Pretty close. In fact, I'm pretty sure I got to start Christmas shopping here pretty soon. Well, the first day of May, it's May Day, May Day. And we have 31 days in this month. Happy May 1st, 2024. There are a couple of things to look forward to in the month of May.
May Day was celebrated earliest in pre-Christian times. One of the more popular rituals was harvesting flowers, which is a little early for that right now, and giving them to neighbors or strangers in a cone-shaped basket. They became known as May Day baskets.
Yeah. So, not to be confused with the distress signal.
May Day.
May Day. May Day. May Day. Global Love Day. Actually, let me say that different. It's Global Love Day.
That did not make it better.
Did that not make it any better at all? Can I try a different way? Global Love Day.
No.
No?
No.
All right. Well, it's a good day to show some love.
Show some love to your others. School principal. It's School Principal's Day.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the school principals out there.
That's kind of cool, isn't it? You'll be able to, and there are, look, the nice thing about the principal thing is the vice principal has to handle all the crap.
Right.
So he has to handle all the discipline. He has to handle all the stuff that comes up. It's like, send him to the vice principal. Yep. And then the principal sits in their office, and then they just kind of, I don't want to say they chill, because they do, they just do different things. That's all. But it was interesting. We even had this conversation with that came up the other day, and I said, well, yeah, you just send them to the, and I was likening an assistant manager to a manager, and the assistant manager in the corporate world is kind of like the vice principal of,
right,
the school system. It is also, where am I at here? National Salad Day.
Oh, have a salad.
and then get laid. And it's Lay Day.
L-E-I. Lay Day.
L-E-A.
Lay Day and May Day.
Yeah, L-E-I. Yeah.
It is National Mother Goose Day, so maybe shout out some Mother Goose rhymes to y'all self.
Yeah.
It is Chocolate Parfait Day today. Silver Star Service Banner Day in recognition for the sacrifices of American service members in our country.
Wow.
This day is for Americans to remember service members who've been wounded in combat, are sick, and those who are dying.
Love that.
Yes.
Now, taking a look at, was there any food items? You usually pick out the food items for May 1st.
Chocolate Parfait Day
today. That's okay. Not much more than that. All right. So here are some of the things that May, just the month of May, brings along. Now, we know that it's, you know, we're going to have a Memorial Day. That's a holiday that will come up here on Monday. And National Barbecue Month.
Okay.
National Bike Month. Which
I love that.
Isn't that awesome? National shout out to my e-bike people there at Baku in Ogden and all over the place. National Hamburger Month.
They got some good stuff
they
going
do.
On.
They do. And Strawberry Month.
Okay.
And again, it's not like this is a great month in Utah to harvest strawberries.
No.
You know, but it's Strawberry Month. We already talked about Salad Month, but it's also National Walking Month. So you can kind of see the trend, you know?
Get outside.
Yeah. Barbecue, biking, walking, except for today. Then you might want to just hold tight on that. Cody Johnson on Z104, the Painter. Morning.
What month is it?
Wait, what month is it?
What month is it?
It's May.
What day is it?
May 1st.
This is May Day.
May Day.
May Day.
Think positive. Think positive.
I can do that.
All right.
Let's get this show on the road.
Showtime.
It's gonna May Day. Be May.
Yeah. May 1st. I'm going to celebrate the way I do every year by not having the slightest clue what May Day is when we've been talking about May Day. Now, you explained it a little bit. They're just a little bit
It's when you give
ago.
Out the May basket.
Yeah.
But right now, there aren't any fresh flowers to cut, so.
No, not yet. There are four things to look forward to in May. Sports, you have the NBA and the NHL playoffs, and that will continue. Kentucky Derby is this Saturday, we will play a horse or hooker sometime this week here.
We always look forward to that.
That's always a fun game. That is coming up on Saturday. Then the Preakness on May 18th. PGA Championship starts May 16th. French Open starts the 20th. Soccer's FA Cup Final in London on the 25th. And then the Indy 500 towards the end of the month on May 26th.
Now, movies coming out in May. Jerry Seinfeld's Pop-Tart flick, Unfrosted, hits Netflix on Thursday. The Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt opens Friday. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes arrives a week later, along with the Amy Winehouse biopic, Back to Black. John Krasinski's kids movie, If, hits theaters on the 17th. The new Garfield movie with Chris Pratt opens wide on May 24th. Along with Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, and Jim Henson, Idea Man, hits Disney Plus on the 31st.
Anything that catches your eye?
I kind of want to know what this Unfrosted is about.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
The Pop-Tart movie.
I'm a little interested in the John Krasinski kids movie.
I want to see that too. I've seen some billboards for it.
Yeah. On TV, Welcome to Wrexham returns tomorrow. The Roast of Tom Brady hits Netflix on Sunday. Doctor Who returning on Disney Plus the 10th. Bridgerton back on the 16th. And America's Got Talent returns on the 28th.
Finally, the May holidays, the big ones, are Cinco de Mayo, which is this Sunday.
Yeah.
So have a mark.
In fact, I'm taking some chips and salsa to church. I'm going to pass them out.
Mother's Day is on May 12th and Memorial Day is on the 27th.
But also, yeah, there you go.
Star Wars Day is this Saturday. May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
Teacher Appreciation Day is on the 7th. National Eat What You Want Day. That's every day for me.
Yeah.
On the 11th. National Mimosa Day on the 16th. Armed Forces Day on the 18th, and National Hamburger Day is May 28th. I love May. I love May and June.
Yeah, you were just mentioning that off air. Yeah,
I just, love it.
July and August, it just July. July, well, it's my birth month, though. I mean,
well,
you didn't.
That's true.
Because you were saying you really hate July.
Well, it's just so busy and hot.
It is. Now, what about, but why not August, though?
It seems like it's not as busy.
Yeah.
July just seems really, really, probably because of our work.
Yeah, it is. August does get a little, for some reason, I start getting a little fallish and footballish, even in August, late August, middle of August, back to school starts, stuff like that. I mean, to me, it's sort of that
transition month.
Kind of a fun time of the year. So, yeah, you're right. If you were to narrow it down with the months, you know, it's the dreaded hot month of August.
Now, somebody said Val Brinkerhoff from Fillmore, Utah, has a horse in the Kentucky Derby.
Wow.
He's the trainer.
No way.
So good luck to Val Brinkerhoff.
Do we know what the horse's name is?
No. They said Kentucky Oaks Friday. I don't know what that means.
Oh, maybe that's
Is that a pre-race celebration?
Oh, maybe.
Is that the name of the horse? I don't know.
That's pretty cool. Have you ever
horse
stood,
or hooker?
Yeah. Have you ever stood next to some of those racing horses? Oh my gosh, you can barely even see over their back. They're so tall. It's crazy how they're just, man, an amazing, amazing animal. You know, I got thinking about when today is Wednesday. What's your deal Wednesday? What's on your mind? We want your comments, your thoughts. You got something that you want to express. You know, I even just got thinking about the fact that, you know, it's interesting how everybody, and I saw a person fading in and out of the HOV lane this morning. And, you know, everybody is really skilled at texting and driving until they're not.
Right.
You know,
well, they think they are.
Yeah. Right. I also had another thought. It's sort of in, I don't know if you've ever lived in a super quiet area, or maybe you do now. Silence is loud when you're trying to sleep. And then this one kind of, I was wondering if somebody, can somebody actually be too short to use a yo-yo? and this one really struck me too. It's like being considered in a restaurant is more acceptable. Being considered in a restaurant, a regular restaurant, is more acceptable than being considered at a regular at the bar. You know what I mean? So you'll get that. Have you ever gone to a restaurant and they know you by name?
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, what do you want to? Your
right.
Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
You know, and they just bring it to you without. But then if they know your name at the bar, then you might be frequenting.
Hey, Dave, vodka rocks.
You might be frequenting that. And then this one really struck me here, too. And isn't it interesting? This is a thought. Charades just really isn't the same with people who know sign language.
All right.
They've got the big advantage.
Okay, a little clarification on Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
Kentucky Oaks is a race for three-year-old fillies the day before the Derby. 1.5 million.
You?
I know.
Yeah, you're right there.
Well, 1.5 million purse money. And the horse's name from the trainer Val in Fillmore is Where's My Ring?
Okay.
So if you watch the Derby this weekend, be looking for Where's My Ring?
Ah, fun. A lot of
y'all.
A lot of single people think that here in Utah. Maybe that's why it's.
Where's
you know,
my ring?
We've been dating for 15 years.
2 weeks.
Where's my ring? I guess if you were to think that Mountain View is running pretty smooth, you could always say you could do the view.
Do the view.
I did get a text about Mountain View. There's a big recliner in the middle of the right lane on northbound Mountain View corridor between 78 South and 6200 South.
That's weird.
It might have been the guy that I was following home last night on Mountain View. You know, when you remember the
Beverly Hills?
The Beverly Hillbillies.
Yep.
That's how he had furniture stacked on his truck. He was weaving through traffic. He had one ratchet strap holding the whole thing on.
That's not going anywhere.
And I was like, are you kidding? So I kept my distance.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, there is a couch or recliner going to fly off that thing any minute.
And maybe so.
So maybe he lost it. I don't know.
That might have been it.
Perhaps, but if it's there, then people are getting around it pretty well.
Hasn't caused any accidents
yet.
No,
it hasn't caused an accident and hasn't even caused any delay.
If it's still in good shape, go grab it.
I just got another text about it.
Oh.
So it's still there. Big recliner, middle of the right lane on northbound Mountain View between 78th and 6200.
Well, man. Then heads up, everybody.
Yeah, no kidding. Watch out for the lazy boy.
Take a seat.
Pull up a seat and watch your commute.
You may not want to do that while it's still in traffic, though.
Yeah. Pull it off to the side of the road.
Yeah, pull it off.
Literally.
Then you could take a seat.
Right. All right, Chief Meteorologist Lindsay Storrs. Oh, jeez.
This land is your land. This land is mine.
Yeah, pretty cool, right? You probably recognize that, Sam Hunt. We're going to be just teasing you there a little bit as we get into our Pledge of Allegiance. And that's what we've got coming up next for you to look forward to. Now, if you would like to call us, obviously, that number, 385-292-1043 is our number. Give us a little ringy-dingy, and we would love to do that. Now, you can also go ahead and record it on our open mic section of our Z104 app. Drop your name in there as well so we can give you some cred as we roll out the Pledge of Allegiance. Who is this?
This is Pokey.
Dude, what's up?
Oh, just hanging here with Gummy. Just had to rearrange the house a little bit.
Oh, yeah, moving a little furniture.
Did you guys leave that recliner out on
Oh, no.
I'm pretty sure that's not what he means by rearranging the furniture. Did you guys already get a little squishy this morning?
Yes, sir.
Oh, look at you. That's a good start to the day, right?
It's a great way to start it any day.
All right. Yes, it is. Now, do you guys ever have like scheduled moving furniture sessions?
All day on Saturday and Sunday is the only schedule.
Okay. Yeah. And then everything else just happens. I got to be careful how I use words. Other times it happens spontaneously, right?
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, I'm glad.
No blue pill needed here.
You what?
And no blue pill needed here.
All right. Good for you, man.
Good to know.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always good to know. Now, who initiates it more, her or you?
I think it's probably 50-50. I don't know.
All right. Kind of just roll with it. Yeah. You guys are just a couple of rabbits over there. What area are you? what area do you call us from?
Layton.
All right. Well, look, we appreciate that little update, and so to speak.
You know.
And now, are y'all going to do it together this morning?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. It's all yours.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with justice
for all.
Man, you know, you've turned his brain to mush this morning.
Pokey's a little tired after all the activity.
All right. Thanks, you guys. Have a good day. Happy hump day.
You did the same. Love you.
Yeah, that works out perfect, too.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I've roamed and rambled, I've follow my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts, and all around me a voice was sounding. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water. This land.
Sam Hunt, love that. This land is your land, his version, and we had Pokey and Gumby on Hump Day celebrating by giving us the Pledge of Allegiance this morning, and thank you so much for doing that. So nice of you to take time out of your busy, busy schedule this morning. Here's my biggest question. I want to see the person's face when they get to their destination and go, did you put the recliner on top? I swore you put the recliner
because
on top.
Because I know I went like this and said, that's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I had that ratcheted down and that sucker is not going anywhere. I have one ratchet strap and I
know I tied it down.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy last night. It was hilarious.
Or I put it on there. Yep. That's so weird. I don't know where it would be. Yeah, well, we know where it's at there. We are looking at 55 today, but a beautiful day, mostly sunny, just a little on the cool side.
It is cool this morning, 41 and clear downtown.
Wednesday's word coming up, our first round. Chance for you to win. We usually do a little double prize pack with this. You win the contest, and then you also have a chance to win with our audio daily double.
It's 2-2 for Hogle Zoo.
There it is. We love that.
So you get 2 tickets for the zoo for the questions, 2 tickets for the audio daily double, family four-pack of tickets for Utah's Hogle Zoo.
The word is...
West.
Now for everyone's favorite game, Wednesday's Word. Play now with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
The word is...
West. We're going to give you 5 questions. They'll all have the word West in the answer. And if you get that right, we've got a couple of tickets for Hogle Zoo. Then we'll give you an audio daily double that will also have... we'll also have West of the answer, and for that, you'll get 2 more tickets for the zoo. So it's 2-2 for Hogle Zoo.
Nice. Love it. Let's see if we can't grab somebody here right out of the chute. Who is this?
Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. How the heck?
How are you?
Good. Happy hump day.
Happy hump day.
Do you do the regular Monday through Friday thing? So, like, is today sort of your halfway mark?
No, I work kind of whatever days. This week, I do work normal.
Just whatever you want?
No, not whatever I want. My boss says I have to work.
Well, so wait a minute. So you, what do you do?
I just work at Subway.
Oh, cool. So yeah. You just kind of, you're like, hey, I'd like to work on Tuesday afternoons between 1 and 2.
No, I only work mornings, but she decides the days usually.
All right, cool.
Now, you're a sandwich artist?
Some days.
Heck yeah.
What's your favorite? Most commonly ordered sandwich there?
Probably just turkey.
Turkey.
Yeah.
Do you still have the roasted chicken?
No.
Oh, that was my favorite.
Well, you need to go there more often because I.
I
now I.
Thanks, Dave.
I use it. That was a good sandwich, actually. By the way, it really was. I do the Black Forest ham. That's my go-to there at Subway. But what is your favorite? Or do you just kind of make your own little sandwich?
I usually just eat the turkey.
And with you being a woman, is it kind of tiring?
Making sandwiches.
Is it tiring to go home and have to make more sandwiches in the kitchen there?
I don't usually make sandwiches at home.
All right.
All right, we've asked
Tasha,
enough questions.
You know the word, right?
I don't. I didn't hear it.
It's West.
West? Okay.
Yeah, here we go. The Jets and the Sharks are rivals in this Broadway musical.
West Side Story?
Yes. She wanted Dorothy's ruby slippers.
The Wicked Witch of the West?
Yes. Charleston is the capital of this state.
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
West Virginia?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Famous military academy.
West Point.
And city off the very tip of Florida.
Key West?
Yes!
Gosh, you're
all
brilliant.
Right. You've got two tickets for Utah's Hogle Zoo now for an additional two tickets. This song is called Jose Cuervo. Who sings it?
I have no idea.
Well, you know that one of the names is West, right? So yeah.
You can assume that's the last name. And it rhymes with Melly.
Oh, freak.
Melly?
Rhymes with Melly.
Nelly West?
No.
No, it's not Nelly.
Close. Rhymes with Schmelly.
If you pick up a lot of these on the beach, somebody might give you this nickname.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. What'd you say?
I have no idea.
what does a snail have on its back?
Or a turtle?
Shelly West?
Yes!
Yeah, there you go. Shelly. West. That's it. Now, wait a minute. Yeah. Things don't look too familiar. Man, I noticed you have collect a lot of shells off the ocean. What's your name? Your nickname?
Shelly.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm a Shelly.
They call me Shelly.
Sure, yeah, for short. Jeez.
All right. Tasha, four tickets for Utah's Hogle Zoo. Who's awesome. Hooking you up with everybody's favorite game show?
Dave and Deb in the morning.
We love you. Thanks so much for taking us along.
Thank you.
What's the most important thing you want to do today?
Probably just go home and take a nap.
Oh, gosh, that's a nice...
That's a good one.
I love that.
I'm
go
with you.
It.
I got up early. This is where
it ends. Bailey Zimmerman on the Z.
Oh, we're just getting started.
What do you mean? What?
It's where it ends.
Oh, we're just getting started.
You totally missed...
Well, I did. I was
the
like,
flow but, there, yeah. Dave.
Well, you're...
Come
I
on,
mean,
Shelley.
It said right there, this is where it ends. And then you're like, we talked for a minute. And now, look, everybody's wondering now, is Bailey Zimmerman going to strip down at every show now?
I know. He stripped down to his skivvies at Stagecoach the other night because his set got cut short.
I happened to look at the video that you were talking about, and it was, well, actually some pictures. Because I knew we'd be talking about this story this morning.
I thought it was at Stagecoach. It was in Texas.
Lubbock, Texas, last Friday. He was stripping down to his underwear, tossing his clothes and shoes into the crowd. It was like an interesting way of him saying, hey, I might do this every single time. You never know.
We gotta stop. We're not allowed to go anymore. I'm gonna give y'all all my clothes. I'm gonna give y'all my clothes, all right? We are done. We can't play anymore.
All right. So we alluded to this yesterday, where he said his set had to stop. His set time was over with, and so then he just said, "Hey, look, I'm going to take off." He took off his shirt first, didn't he? And then his pants after that. I mean, or was it his shoes? I can't remember if he.
He tossed, anyway, got down to his skivs and tossed everything else into the crowd. Then he did it again at the end of his Stagecoach set on Sunday. He posted a bunch of videos on Instagram, said, swipe to see what underwear I wore at Stagecoach.
Oh, boy.
For the record, they were orange boxer briefs made by American Eagle.
Ah, so now he's got a sponsor.
Yeah,
now
probably.
He's going to have a sponsor
free underwear
underwear for life, and he's going to be able to strip down. And it'll be just like the hey, what's on the way next? Now,
he posted what happens at Stagecoach stays at Stagecoach.
Unless I do it at Country Fan Fest in July.
We're
on
all
Friday.
Yes.
July 26th, which is going to be the night that Corey Kent will be there. Tracy Lawrence will be there. Mm. And then, of course, Bailey Zimmerman in his skivvies.
Is it going to be a regular thing? He's opening for Morgan Wallen in Nashville tomorrow night. So stay tuned on the latest stripping down on stage of Bailey Zimmerman.
All right, it's time to announce our Instant Cash Song of the Day. This is the song you need to be listening for in the four different hours that we give away cash. In the 7 a.m. hour, the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours.
It is Save Me the Trouble by Dan and Shay. It will play in those hours that Dave just mentioned. That's $1,000 in cash going out the door. So get your share of the cash. Just listen for Save Me the Trouble. Sometime this hour it will play for sure.
So what you'll be saying, too, you'll be like, I don't know how to pay the bills. And then you're going to save me the trouble and give me the cash. I'm trying to think of some clever way to remember the song throughout the day. Save me the trouble, but give me the cash. Dan and Shay, 2 minutes after seven, we've got it's 58 minutes away from 8 o'clock. I haven't done time checks like that for a long time.
Wow.
It's 7:02, two after seven and 58 before eight. Let's take a look at our morning commute.
Well, we're looking good. So far, we've had freeway speeds, not only along I-15, but as you travel on I-215, heading north or southbound, we're looking at freeway speeds and no major slowdowns. Starting to see a little heavier traffic eastbound on 201, especially approaching 72nd West. And as you make your way between Mountain View Corridor and 32nd West, we've been seeing some braking there. Northbound on Mountain View Corridor, that has been moving well. Between 78th and 62nd, we do have a report of a lounger blocking the right lane. So be extra careful through there. Don't have a camera in that vicinity, so haven't been able to actually see it, but we've got listeners reporting that it's there. So please be extra careful.
Goodbye to April and hello, May.
In Arizona, it's the 1860s, but it's been a great month for all the Swifties. Trump is napping at the council table, but there's much more to the month of April. Caitlin Clark said, pay me. The IRS said, pay me. And baby reindeer made us ugly cry. The path of totality, somehow we survived. Morgan Wallen can't handle his liquor. OJ stops searching for his ex-wife's killer. And Britney Spears is still unstable. One of many things we learned in April. UConn goes back to back. Reggie got his Heisman back. And Tennessee teachers will be armed. Instead, can we arm the dogs on Christy Gnome's farm? April. Ooh,
a lot happened, right? Last night. Morgan Wallen and last night. And now we can only assume that there was a beverage or two involved when he chucked a chair off that bar in of Eric Church's in Nashville. And speaking of which, we all know that some people will either grab some kind of a beverage to calm them down at the airport, or when they get on the plane, they'll order one or two. There's just something about, you know,
you're on vacation.
Yeah.
Hurtling, might as well unwind.
Well, and you're hurtling through the sky at 500 miles an hour. Put you on edge. And so some people like to have a drink or two when they fly. The site Upgraded Points polled more than 2,000 people across the U.S. to find out each state's go-to drink order on airplanes. So this is how it came out. And not surprisingly, I think, we see this a lot. Number one overall is water.
Closely followed by soda. So plenty of us don't drink on airplanes. But these are the most popular adult beverages we order on planes.
And I guess it goes, I'm trying to look if there was an order here, I guess.
Probably coming in at number six, hard seltzer. So you might ask for a White Claw if you're from California or Tennessee.
Hey, now Utah, they're all over the Bloody Marys. They say Bloody Marys. There are two states, Kansas and Utah, on that one.
It's just tomato juice with some celery.
Yeah, that's all it is. It may taste a little strong, but I wish I had a V8.
Mimosas came in fourth in seven states. Wine, 11 states. Seven states said white wine. Arizona, New Jersey, Delaware, and Kentucky prefer to order red wine when flying.
And then whiskey cocktails also.
Give me a whiskey cocktail.
Also with 11 of those states.
Vodka cocktails are in the three-way tie for another 11 states.
Now let's move on to the snacks, shall we?
Oh, I love me some
Here
snacks.
Here we are. The top snacks that we order. Chips, number one by far.
So we just flew Delta. And they had Harvest chips.
Yeah.
But I was very disappointed they weren't the cheddar or regular. They were the salsa garden.
Garden salsa.
They're a little too tangy for me.
Really?
I mean, I ate them.
Yeah. Well, sure you did.
And I ate my friend's bag as well. But so, I would have preferred just the regular or the cheddar.
So they usually come along. And am I the only one that I'm trying to listen to them as best I can?
But they're
like, and they're like, yeah, you want, pretzel chips, peanuts, or a granola bar? And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Did you say anywhere in there was, I don't want the pretzels. I heard that. What about peanuts? What about chips? And then I'm that guy. Could I have like one of each?
And do they give them to you?
Yeah, they'll
roll their eyes?
Yeah, sometimes they'll hesitate a little bit. Or they'll just kind of, yeah, that's exactly it. And they... And they go ahead and give, okay. They take one out in each cart, and then you set it down. And then I want my wife's, what she doesn't want. And then I'm like, yeah, she wants one of each, too.
I'm with you. Yeah. They also looked at top snacks. We order chips, number one by far. Then it's pretzels. Peanuts, if your flight has them.
Now, those Biscoff cookies, is that what they call them? Biscoff?
I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
They're pretty plain, but they're pretty good.
Yeah, they're kind of a, what is it, a ginger cookie? Or some kind of a gingery?
Yeah, they're
kind
of, they're okay. They're good. I had some of those when I flew.
And Nebraska is the only state where trail mix is number one.
I've never been offered trail mix that I can remember. Overall, the most popular order on planes is a bag of chips and a bottle of water.
Now, the very last stat that they had, if a stranger next to you is sleeping and the drink cart is coming through, you should wake them up. Or should you wake them up? They say only 20% of the people said that they'd be annoyed if someone woke them up.
You get mad at the guy next to you. You didn't wake me up when the drink and snack cart went by?
But they, I mean...
Listen, if you want a drink and a snack, stay awake. Because I'm not... Have you ever awakened anybody?
No.
I haven't either.
But they say here that only 20% of the people said that they would be annoyed if somebody woke them up. I would think that would be higher, but maybe the person who dozed off and had their earbuds in and their whatever, they probably were like, well, they're just looking out for my, you know, but I've never woke anybody. I'm like, man, if you're gone, you're gone. I'm not waking you up. I'm not going there. That's like waking a grizzly bear out of a deep sleep.
Right?
You don't want to go there. Hey, we got What's Your Deal Wednesday going on here, and we want to get some of your comments. What's been on your mind? I know some people hang tight until Wednesday, till they can throw that out at us. And then we push it right through here. Either text or call safely. Let us know what's on your mind for a What's Your Deal Wednesday. All the flights leaving from Salt Lake City. I'll have a caffeine-free Diet Coke and a Bloody Mary.
Yeah. You know, one of those drinks that are just tomato juice and celery.
Yeah, that's all that's in them, right?
Right. I always feel better when I have one of those when I fly.
Well, in fact, I've had three or four of them. And they're
I'm feeling really good.
They're delicious.
I don't care if we ever land.
7:15. And we are looking at a decent day today. Temperatures warm a little bit. And by Saturday, 77, and then we'll drop back down to a high of 65 on Sunday. It is just a song that Brad Paisley wrote. Two people fall in love. The next thing you know, you take her home. You fall in love. You're married. You're moving furniture. You have kids. You have grandkids. And then you grow old and die.
Dave.
Kenny Chesney on the
Z. This uplifting message brought to you by Dave.
What's your deal?
My deal is, what the hell do you mean no one's hiring? There are open positions everywhere. What you mean to say is I can't find a job that pays $100,000 a year with 3-day work week, paid vacation, and flexible hours. Get your butt moving. Work with goals to grow and earn your way up the chain like the rest of us. Huh. We did a job fair yesterday with a ton of openings.
Yeah.
Gentleman Jim was out there.
But, you know, they do have a valid point, though. I mean, I wouldn't mind a job with 100
no,
grand.
No, that would be
three
nice.
3 days a week with paid vacations and benefits.
Tired of employers treating their employees like they are a number. They treat their loyal and good employees like crap, but reward new hires.
Mm-hmm. That was a COVID
thing. Which
kind of
all started with COVID.
Yeah, that was a touchy subject, and I get it. You know, it's there y'all are working your butt off. You've been a loyal employee for 5, 10, 15, 20, maybe even 30 or 40 years, and then some young punk comes along and they're like, "Yo, let's pay him $22 an hour and then we'll give
they're
him
the
a
goat.
And give him a $2,000 little bonus to sign on."
Why do people have cats as pets but let them roam the neighborhood? Cats get in my fenced backyard where I have two large dogs and the outcome is never good. Keep your cats in the house, people, or don't have one. Post office is hiring. McDonald's is $15 an hour all day long. Go get a job. Let's see. Definitely sounds like they just don't want to work or have no skills to offer. Get off the Xbox. There are help wanted signs everywhere. What's your deal Wednesday? Those tax help commercials kill me. If you owe back taxes and it's a lot of money that you owe, you must have made a lot of money. So pull your head out of your butt. Pay your own damn way and don't rely on some tax attorney to get you off paying taxes.
Did you hear one that talked about like somebody owed $57,000 in taxes? And then they ended up saying, and by the time all was said and done, I only owed $304.
I think I heard it this morning on my way in.
And I'm like, wow, I want that plan. Because I owe every year and you get refunds every year. On the years that you get a refund.
Yeah. My refund has disappeared into thin air.
But I want to get on that plan. I don't know how they're doing it. You know that if they're advertising, somebody's taking a middleman cut. I don't know if they're going to. Are they? Yeah.
And I'll take your case.
Sure. Now, are they turning to the IRS and saying, is the IRS really saying, all right, we'll go ahead and forgive $56,000
if you'll give us $300.
Yeah.
That's a good trade, right?
That is.
While the rest of us are paying our full tax table.
I really don't think that there's something missing.
Yeah.
I really don't think the IRS is going to go, well, all right, we'll cut our losses. If that's the case, I'd kind of like to get a hold of you. I want in on that plan.
What's your deal Wednesday? What's up with the rude people that work, I can't say the pizza place, in Ogden. I stood at the counter for 10 minutes before I was acknowledged. What's your deal Wednesday? I was just hiring last week. I'm tired of people wanting $30 an hour with no experience in plumbing supplies and no customer service experience.
But there's jobs. It sounds to me like there's jobs out there. I mean, we're getting a lot of feedback off of that. Somebody mentioned they can't find a job about 15, 20 minutes ago, and now we're getting blasted with a lot of people saying, hey, they're out there. Look around.
What's your deal Wednesday? I'll bet the person that's saying no one's hiring now feels dumb.
Yeah, I know.
What's the deal? Dylan Clyde here. What's the deal with not getting your tax return yet, Deb? I don't know, my friend Dylan. I wish I knew. If anybody at the IRS can expedite my refund that has been sitting up there since February 2nd.
This has become this ongoing thing.
I know.
We're going to have like this big celebration party.
I'm going to run an open tab at some place when I finally get it.
Yeah.
Quit bitching about my cat. He controls your mice.
So they have
what's called a fresh start program. They will erase your tax debt, but you have to file taxes on time for like 5 years. Well,
after that, you mean? Or
yeah. Well, what about me who's filed on time for
20
years. I don't want to say how many.
Yeah, for
a
80,
lot.
80 years.
And they won't even give me my refund. You need a job? Join the military. They always need recruits. Then you can feel like you're doing something with your life and learn skills.
Oh, there you go.
I want to know what the $100,000 a year, 3 days a week job is because I'm game. Well, they're saying that was
impossible part of the deal.
To find.
Because there are a lot of people that are going, well, I'm going to hold out until that perfect job comes along. The point was is that we don't have those perfect jobs. Sometimes you just got to take what you can get.
The cost of living. Some of us weren't fortunate enough to buy a house 7 years ago and have a mortgage that a $20 an hour job can't cover.
Yeah. And I do feel bad for all y'all. I really do. I don't know. I'm not the president of the United States, obviously. And so I can't. I don't get it. I just scratch my head and I'm like, I don't know how anybody is even affording a place to live.
I know.
You've still got 5 and 6% interest rates out there if you're lucky. And you do a $400,000 home. If you find one, you're lucky to find a home. And you're, that's putting you at almost $2,900 a month for a mortgage. And that's all I can say is good luck.
And screw your cat. Yeah. I have chickens and a husky.
And if you don't have a job, then you might be interested in this recliner that's on the road. That's a little 3-4 waltz if you kind of worked at that. I just doing a little 3-4 waltz swing back and forth.
Yes, you were.
That was really fun. Dan and Shay, Save Me the Trouble. Weird, because we've been talking about that song, and it just so happens to be money, 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 money for you. Who is this?
This is DJ.
DJ, dude, you just did it. You got yourself $250.
All right.
Right on, man.
$250 in cash. DJ, you can keep winning all day long, all week long. Win as many times as you can, okay?
All right.
Now, yeah. DJ, for some reason, Deb and I struggle to get excited listeners when they win money. And we never make the highlight reel. And it just seems to me like I, no matter what I do. So we're just going to go ahead and stage this. And nobody will ever know when they hear it later on in the highlight reel that this was all staged. Okay? So, DJ, right. We need your help here.
Yeah.
Be a true DJ.
Give it all you got. Reach deep down inside. DJ, you just won $250 in cash.
How about that?
All right. You just bailed me out for Mother's Day.
Yeah, baby. Perfect. You can buy yourself 20 mums.
Because that's what every woman wants is 20 mums.
They do want 20
Boy,
mums.
I hope I get 20 mums for Mother's Day.
Oh, that's what an NBA player has.
Oh, yeah.
He has 20 mums out there somewhere.
All right, DJ, who's hooking you up with some good, solid cash that you can buy 20
David
mums?
In the morning.
Yeah.
There you go. David Thanks David a lot, man. All we Thank can do is just hope that will make the highlight reel.
All right. That's going to play again 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. Grab the cash. It's flowing out the door.
There you go.
Right now it's 43 and sunny downtown.
Coming up next, the next round of our Wednesday's Word, a chance for you to win a double prize pack. The word is...
Berry.
How do you spell it? B-A or B-E?
B-E-R-R-Y.
Okay. Because I thought maybe it'd be just
As in
five
twigs
questions.
And berries.
Five questions about Barry, about Barry White or Barry Manilow.
No, nope. It's B-E-R-R-Y.
There you go. 2 and 2 for Hogle Zoo, a family four pack. Your chance to win coming up.
Everyone's favorite game, Wednesday's Word. Play now with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
The word is...
Berry. B-E-R-R-Y. We're going to give five questions. So I'll have the word berry in the answer. And if you get that right, we've got two tickets. You can use them any day of the 2024 season at Utah's Hogle Zoo. And then we'll have an audio daily double that will also have Barry in the answer, and we'll give you two more tickets. It's 2 and 2 for Utah's Hogle Zoo.
B-E-R-R-Y.
Why? Because we love you.
Morning, the Z. What's your name?
This is Katie.
Hi, Katie. How the heck are you today?
So good.
Good. Happy Wednesday. Hump day to you. Appreciate you calling in, being part of our Wednesday's Word game. Do you know the word?
Barry.
Hey.
All right, here we go. Halloween cereals. Frankenberry, Count Chocula, and...
Booberry.
Yes. A California theme park.
Knott's Berry Farm.
Yep. 80s red-haired cartoon. You have this sometimes on Sunday for dessert. It's a little fruit with seeds on the outside.
Strawberry shortcake?
Yes. Tom Sawyer's.
Is that making fun of short people?
No. No. Tom Sawyer's pal.
Don't know that either.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
He got him, Tom Sawyer got his friend, this friend, to paint the fence for him. They floated on the raft rhymes together.
Rhymes with Buck.
Val Kilmer said it in the movie. What was the movie where he said, I'll be your
Huckleberry.
Yes.
There you go.
And his last name is
Finn.
On a yes, yeah, there
Huckleberry
you go.
Finn. All right. Here we go around the
Mulberry Bush.
Yes.
Wow, that was a tough one. Right.
That's it. You've got two tickets for the zoo. Now, this song was number one in 1994. It's called Your Love Amazes Me. Who's the artist?
And it's not Barry White.
Nope.
Because it does fall in our country format. So, not Jane. Not Jane Doe, but...
John Barry?
Yes!
All
that's
right,
it!
Let's give it a listen here where it gets to the part where he sings, and then you'll kind of recognize it.
Ain't nothing, baby. Your love amazes me.
That's it.
That's good stuff right there for you. Way to go. You did it.
Congratulations, Katie. You are going to Utah's Hogle Zoo. You got a family four-pack. Who's hooking you up with everybody's favorite game show?
Dave and Deb on Z104.
You're the best. Are you? Do you want to do any little shout-outs ahead of time now that you... We're 7 minutes away from shout-outs. We might as well give you an early opening.
I think I'm going to shout-out to my mom because I think she's listening. She just texted me. So shout-out to mom, Kim.
We have two listeners?
Yeah. It's a family affair.
My dad's probably listening, too.
What's his name?
His name's Zane.
All right.
And sorry, I was talking. What's your mom's name?
Kim.
All right.
So Zane and Kim.
All right. We appreciate that. Now... could you fill in the blank? What do you do? Are you a worker? Are you a housewife? Are you a school person? What do you?
I work at a bank.
David's not housewife anymore. It's stay at home mom.
Oh, stay at home mom.
Yes.
Well, isn't that the same thing?
Oh, David. It's kind of the same thing as administrative assistant or secretary.
Well, then why are we coming up with different names
because
for crap?
Because they're politically correct, they're kind of an upgrade.
Well, this is a stupid world. We just call
Kenny
it the way
says,
it is.
We are in a hard time with a soft generation, and it's not a good mix. Strong men create easy times. Easy times create weak men. Weak men create hard times. Hard times create strong men. What generation is everyone going to be?
Holy crap.
Wow, that was deep.
Slow down on that one. I have to think about that one. But that was good. And then, I still forgot your name.
Katie.
Katie. I know. Fill in the blanks, Katie, if you can. Fill in the blanks. If you date a blank, be prepared for... Now, are you married or are you doing the dating thing?
I'm married.
Okay. Because there's only two choices. You're either married or you're dating.
Or you're shacking up. Which I guess is dating.
Oh, yeah. But that's just living in sin, and that's a whole other subject that we don't want to get. But if you date a blank, be prepared for what? Now, I gave us an example a minute ago. If you date a personal trainer, be prepared for him or her to comment on everything that you eat.
We've got this one coming in, maybe give you an idea, Katie. If you date a loser, be prepared for BS. And it's not gender specific. If you date or marry a police officer, be prepared to always feel like you're driving with your driver's education teacher. At a restaurant, you'll forever sit with your back to the door so nobody can come up behind them. They can assess everything that's going on. They're always on duty.
Oh, yeah. That would kind of be just built in, you know, and it would probably be hard to to disassociate yourself from that, because there are people that are just constantly, which isn't bad. You know, you just be, they're constantly aware of their surroundings, though. Now, if you date a musician, be prepared for groupies.
Oh, yeah. Katie, did you come up with one?
I don't have one for my personal life, but all my friends, like I live in Southern Utah County, there's lots of farms. So if you marry a farmer, be prepared for them to not come home at night.
Okay.
Oh, for a farmer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If somebody just said, if you date a lesbian, be prepared to drive a Subaru.
Uh-huh. Yep.
If you marry a construction superintendent, be prepared for him to be on the phone 24/7, even on vacation.
And if you falsely accuse your operations manager of the radio station of being a lesbian because she had a kayak on top of her Grand Cherokee, be prepared to get fired.
Nope, you're still here, Dave. You're still with us.
Not sure how that happened. If you date a guy who gets fired all the time, be prepared to support his butt.
Mm-hmm. All right, those are good ones. Keep them coming in. If you date a blank, be prepared for blank.
How did you meet your husband, Katie?
Oh, we're in Utah at the singles ward.
Heck yeah. All right.
Now, was it love at first sight? Was it something...
No.
No, no. She's a boy.
For you or for him? Was it for him?
Boy, you answered that quick.
I don't think for either. He friend zoned me immediately, so we were really good friends for a long time, and then I kept him in the friend zone for as long as I could.
Ah.
I'm like, all right. And then
when did you finally, you two, decide to go, like when you had your first kiss and you knew that you went over that line? Where maybe you started light petting or something, and then then you thought, man, we better get married.
No, he threatened to move away and said, if there's no reason for me to stay in Utah, then I'm gonna go.
Oh, so he was kind of sort of, so he played the friend zone, then you played the friend zone, and then he finally said, I might bail if we're not something more.
Yep. Exactly.
And so you said, all right, I'll quit playing hard to get. And how did he propose?
We went shooting.
Shooting?
And he set up targets. So we had like a little shooting competition. He set up yes and no targets. And when I turned around, there was a sign that said, will you marry me? And then there was a yes or no. And
anyway, oh, that's cool. Who's the better shooter? Who's the better shot?
Unfortunately, him.
Well, I was trying to find some romantic way of going and asking or proposing to somebody at a shooting range or whatever, but that is pretty clever, actually.
Shoot yes or no.
Yeah, that's it. They are talking about the fact that Bumble is no longer requiring women to make the first move now. So there's this new feature called opening moves. Now, did you ever use dating apps when y'all were, I mean, other than the adult singles ward? I mean, did you ever get into that?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Well, there's a new feature on Bumble called opening moves that lets female users set a prompt which guys can respond to.
Now, their example is a little lame. The prompt is, what do you like about my profile? And then you can make it anything you want. The idea is that you're signaling to the guy that he can initiate the chat. See, because Bumble, if you're not familiar with it, was originated with the female making the first move.
You could ask something like, who would be your dream dinner guest, or which former World War II personality would you like to play pickleball with? There are a few other new features, including badges that say what kind of relationship you're looking for, like maybe life partner, fun casual dates, and the app will now highlight common interests at the top of the potential matches profiles, like coffee, yoga, Nickelback fan, etc.
All right, there you go. What do you feel like you have most in common with your spouse, Katie?
The desire to travel.
Okay, that's a good one. If one of you does and one of you doesn't, it can be a conflict.
What's on your bucket list for travel?
Thailand, but on the list right now is we're going on a cruise in September.
Nice. To where?
Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic.
Oh, how fun.
Oh, my gosh, Bahamas. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, happy living to you. Thanks for spending about 45 minutes of your morning with us, just so you can win on the game. But we appreciate your time, and thanks a lot. Hold on a second. We'll grab a little info as we turn things over to Lee.
Morning shout-outs with Dave and Deb, Z104.
All right, I've got a big shout-out here this morning. Big shout-out goes to Aiden Olson, one of our newer listeners. We appreciate you hanging in there and putting up with us in the morning. Had a chance to meet him. He was off to a soccer game, and such a cool dude. And he's up there in the Heber City area. Also, a big shout-out to Derek and Jen Gressman. They're also from Heber City and faithful listeners. We appreciate y'all tuning in, and it was good to see you again, buddy. We had met several times before, but I'm glad he had a chance to say hey.
Destiny says, shout out to B. I hope you have a good day. I love you, which is, I think it was Brandon. David Sanders, I'd like to give another shout out to Operation Surf, operationsurf.org. This organization helps military, police, and firefighters dealing with PTSD and other trauma. There's a golf tournament on May 31st at Hill Air Force Base. Poll sponsors and donations are still welcome. Feel free to call David Sanders at 817-975-0599 for donation or sponsors. Birthday shout out to the best dad ever, Dex. Grateful for everything you sacrificed and love you much. Michelle Baxter says, happy birthday to my beautiful daughter, Taylor, who made me a mom 27 years ago. And happy 47th birthday to my husband, Kevin, on Saturday. You are old. Huge shout out to Brittany Thompson, sober 1 year today. Way to go, Brittany.
Nice job.
Michelle Stansfield, I'd like to wish my friend Tina Turner. Yes, her name is Tina Turner.
Wow.
A happy and wonderful 65th. Love you, lady. Can't wait to celebrate your birthday this Friday at the Westerner.
Yeah, but what's love got to do with it?
Can you get a shout out to my wonderful husband, Bryce Pearson? I want to wish him a happy birthday. Want to let him know he's brought happiness back into my life. I love you tons, babe. Randy Parker, can you give a shout out to my wife, Nancy Parker? It's our 40th wedding anniversary. Well, congratulations. Wow.
Some
Nancy
people only
and
make
Randy.
It to 28, they, so
some
good
people
job.
Do, yeah. Cindy says, shout out to my daughter, Kaylee Hall. She listens every day, and it's her birthday. So happy birthday, Kaylee. We have some other birthdays. Tessia Potter, Dan Barkin, Mark Zitting, Malachi Everett, Frank Todaro, Randy Johnson, Tracy Gressman, Lindsay Perry, Jilly Gold. It's my friend's dog, Jilly Gold. She's adorable.
Cool.
And anybody else that's having a birthday today, happy, happy birthday.
Before we sing our birthday song, we were talking to Katie just a minute ago for, like you said, about an hour. And then we got talking about vacations. That's kind of on her bucket list, stuff like that. What is the number one thing that we want on vacation? We'll talk about it coming up. We've got our dump it or dig it all within the next 15 minutes, and we are going to sing our birthday. We go fast, slow, high, low, so this one's slow, Deb.
All right.
You had a birthday, listener, dear. Happy days will come to you all year. I got to find your key. So
if I had a wish, then it would be a happy, happy birthday from the Z.
From the Z.
That was beautiful.
Nate Smith and Bulletproof on the Z. We're doing What's Your Deal Wednesday. What's on your mind? We also threw out the question, too, here. If you date a blank, be prepared for blank. Fill in the blanks.
If you marry the fire marshal, be prepared to have him called out at all hours of the day and night and never being able to go on vacation.
Oh, man.
If you date a therapist, prepare to be analyzed. If you date a nurse, be prepared for them to always look at your veins.
How about if you date a morning DJ, prepared for bad dad jokes? The rest of your life?
Yep.
Is that right?
Jared with Apex Structures, if you date a construction worker, be prepared for them to point out every little job they had as part as you drive around. My son, as an electrician, does that. I wired that house.
Yep.
Wired that subdivision.
Yep.
Yep. If you marry a mechanic, expect grease in your sink. Bracken says, if you date your best friend's mom, be prepared for some awkward family parties.
Oh.
If you date your best friend's mom.
Okay.
Mike Corey, if you marry Mike the opera singer, be prepared to be the luckiest woman alive.
There it is. Because he is belting it out wherever he can.
Just to be clear, I am not an a-hole. I live in a circle near a mountain. Everyone except one has outdoor cats. She complains only about mine. I have two dogs that use a dog door. I cannot keep my cat in. He likes to play with the other outdoor cats, and he is neutered. Okay.
If you date, at least you're being responsible that way.
Yeah. If you date a funeral director, be prepared to see dead people.
Yeah, that would be it. How about this one? If you date a chef, be prepared for midnight snack experiments.
Okay. If you marry a builder, be prepared to have him nitpick the way every building is built, no matter where you go.
Okay, this one is one, and I know that we can probably do this both ways. And I'm just going to, if you date a therapist, be prepared to be analyzed, you know? Or if you date a lawyer, be prepared for arguments that you won't win.
Okay, if you date a therapist, be prepared to reframe everything you say.
Yes.
If you date a narcissist, be prepared to have to
never be right.
Live in hell.
Yes.
If you date a narcissist, be prepared to hate your entire existence.
Yeah.
If you date a narcissist, your life will be a living hell.
I agree. That has got to be the worst. It be associated with someone in your life that they're never wrong, and it just would be so tiring.
If you date a cowboy, be prepared for his buddies to stay on your couch and never leave. if you marry a mechanic, don't expect your vehicle to be worked on.
Yeah, or a plumber, right?
You said this one. If you date a lawyer, be prepared to argue.
Yeah.
If you date someone in finance, be prepared to watch your spending.
Oh, boy. Budget.
If you date a hunter, be prepared to camp a lot or spend a lot of time alone during those seasons.
Yeah, be prepared to be a widow in October or August, right?
Let's see. If you date a single dad, be prepared to deal with his high conflict ex-wife over every stupid little thing.
Oh, boy.
If you date a massage therapist, be prepared to never get a massage.
Yeah, that's true. That's another one you don't think about. They're massaging all day long, and then they come home, and their fingers are tired.
Last thing you want to do is massage.
Yeah, last thing you want to do is that. It's kind of like you and I. We talk all morning, and then I'll go home, and my wife will say, hey, what'd you guys talk about today?
Nothing.
I don't know. Stuff. I mean, it's just weird. And she's like, I get it. Yeah. I mean, at least she understands, because she's like, oh, you just talk all morning long, and then the last thing you want to do is keep talking.
I hate it when I get in the Jeep to go home and my phone rings. I'm like, I was just talking for 4 hours. Give me 5 minutes.
Guess who I'm going to call at 10:05 this morning?
If you date someone that has OCD, be prepared to have a clean house. No complaints here.
Yeah, I get it. If you date an artist, be prepared for your life to become their inspiration. Your life to become their inspiration. And that could be an artist in drawing or painting, or even a musical artist. I would imagine that being married to or dating a musical artist, you would think their whole life is probably going, I'm going to write a song about what you just said, you know?
Yeah. If you date a derby man, be prepared to throw all your money away, literally.
Oh, yeah.
If you date a vet, be prepared to have lots of pets. Matt Verneau says, if you date Kristen, run away.
Boy, now we're getting name specific.
Yep.
How about this one? If you date a teacher, be prepared for lectures on grammar and ethics.
Let's see. If you marry a parts driver, be prepared to learn about all of their stops. If you marry a narcissist, be prepared to live with his mother and her narcissistic ways as well.
Yeah.
Double whammy. If you marry a cosmetologist, be prepared to always be late. They must have a reputation for that. If you date a hunter, be prepared to be alone from September until March.
Mm-hmm.
If you date a core driller, be prepared for mud and dirt everywhere and long work hours. If you date a mama's boy, be prepared for them to be at their mom's all the time.
If you date a comedian, be prepared for jokes in every serious conversation.
If you date
but only comedians can do that. I mean, like, if you know that they're a real jokester, sometimes it can lighten things up a little bit when you're having such a serious conversation, you know?
But that can make them mad, too. I've had that happen where, can you be serious about anything?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And then it backfires on you.
If you date a foreigner, be prepared for a lecture on how Americans have terrible manners. If you marry a narcissist, be prepared for a lifetime of hell, even after you're divorced.
Boy, we've gotten a lot of the narcissist stuff this morning.
If you date a flight attendant, expect to fly for free.
Oh, yeah.
If you date a nurse, be prepared for them never to be home on time. If you are married to an electrician, be prepared to find multiple rolls of electrical tape, assorted sizes of wire nuts, and cut out pieces from electrical boxes, among other useless junk, in their pockets. Sorry, Marcus. Yeah. I still love you.
If you date a tech geek, be prepared for more gadgets than you thought would even be possible. If you date a fitness model, be prepared for lots of gym selfies and meal prep Sundays.
If you date a welder, be prepared to never ride a roller coaster again.
Oh, yeah. That would be a little disheartening, right?
That's not going to hold.
That won't. Look
at
that.
That's going to pop.
Pull. If you date a pole dancer, be prepared to test your flexibility. Mostly sunny today.
I can't do it, Judy.
I know you can do it.
I can't do it.
I can't move my body like that, all right?
Right now it's 44 and sunny downtown.
Dump it or dig it coming up next. We'll continue your comments with What's Your Deal Wednesday. We'll continue some of these comments here a little bit later on in the hour. If you date a blank, be prepared for blank. Dump it or dig it.
Yeah, we have a new song from Dylan Schneider about an episode of clothing theft. We'll tell you about that. And you're going to win tickets to Ryan Bingham and the Gentleman. You might know him as Walker from Yellowstone. He'll be here on June 22nd at the Complex.
Dump It or Dig It is brought to you by Baku Bikes. We'll be right back.
Time now for Dave and Dab's Dump It or Dig It.
Baku e-bikes on the tab here for our sponsor for Dump It or Dig It.
It comes to us from Dylan Schneider. He is an artist. He was recently here with Nate Smith on the World on Fire tour in February at the Complex. He's from Terre Haute, Indiana. He started writing and performing songs around Indiana and between 2014 and 2016. He was performing around Indiana when he was invited on stage by Brett Eldridge to perform a song there on stage in his hometown of Terre Haute. He moved to Nashville. He's been building his career, and this is his latest song. It came out last Friday. It's called Carhartt, and it's about a true story of a girl who stole his Carhartt.
Ah.
He said, "I wonder if she'll wear it more when the song comes out." So we want to know what you think from Dylan Schneider and Carhartt. Text us 385-292-1043. Hump it or dump it. Somebody's going to win tickets to see Ryan Bingham and the Texas Gentleman June 22nd at the Complex. You might know Ryan from Yellowstone. He plays Walker.
And a chance for you to always call into the radio station. Studio line is available at that same number that you text. Give it a listen. It's Dylan Schneider on Dump It or Dig It, turning Hump It or Dump It today.
Thinking about nothing, just a couple rocks sitting on Jay, and the neon buzzing, till I looked at her looking right back. She said, let's ditch this dive, do a little bit of dirt road cruising, put her hand in mine before I know it. That girl, she stole my car, slipped it off of my head, faster than a fast car, wore it like a red dress, left me with the sunrise. Like a hurricane, harder than 100 proof. Like a thief in the night, right in front of my eyes. What's a no boy supposed to do? Ain't nothing about it, ain't a secret. But if she ever tried to give it back, I'd let her keep it. That girl, she stole my car, slipped it off of my head. Faster than a fast car, wore it like a red dress. Left me with the sunrise. Don't think I'll get it back. Don't think I'll get it back. heart, slipped it off my head. Faster than a fast car, bore it like a red dress. Left me with the sunrise all over in my bed. No, I can't tell you where she is, but that girl, she stole my car. Don't think I'll get it back. Don't think I'll get it back. Don't think I'll get it back. Oh, no, no. Don't think I'll get it back. Don't think I'll get it back. Oh, no, no.
That is a little shorty.
That's what she said.
Brenda Russell says, dump it. Delaney, great song, hump it. Laura Malone, digging it. AJ says, hump it, I like it. Zane says, dump it. Crystal Ellis, humping it. Cameron Cronmiller, dump it. Kim Barnes Walgren says, just because I'm a Carhartt wearing loving girl, I say hump it. Jared Flam says, dig it. Janelle says, dig it. Love it. Hump it. Laura Facer says, love it. Hump it. Carter Thackeray says, dump this country pop. Callie Gurman says, dig it, humping this all day long. Tanya Chavez digging it. Hunter V, big old dump, not a fan at all. Brenda Wanless, catchy tune, love the beat. Chris Reardon, dump it, rap isn't country. Shawnee says, hump it. Brianna Powell, humping it. I love this one, hope to hear more from him. Brandy Anderson. Kenny Clark says, dig it. Jason Sipes. Kelsey Bell is catchy and I dig it. Christy Kelling digging it. James Light dig. Michelle says, big hump. Jen Vigil humping it.
I got a little bit of a Sam Hunt vibe out of it, you know?
Yeah, kind of.
Feels like that. Who is this?
It's Jeff.
And what do you think, Jeffer?
Hump it.
All right, he's on it. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, love you, bye.
Corey Jensen, dump it. Caden says, dump it. Gilbert Lozano is digging it. Jacob Vincent, dig it. It's good. It's Bailey, and I say, dig it, hump it. I'd steal his Carhartt, too. hump it. Beaner says hump it. Lisa Redford. Becky Lindsay says dump it. Clinton Andreasen, dump the hick hop. Sterling Swenson says dig it. Kelsey Bell, catchy, I dig it. Hump, it was fun. Donna says dig it, awesome song. Shelley says dump it. Johnny Ramos says dig it, humping it. From Jasper, Dally Hennon, don't want the tickets, huge dump. Brandon Johansson says hump it.
You know, I don't even know what he looks like, but I would steal his Carhartt just because I like Carhartt.
Same.
Right?
Yeah. Who Morning. Doesn't love Carhartt? I got some on right now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, this vest is a Carhartt.
Who is this?
Hi, this is Wayne.
What do you think, Wayne?
Well, I like it. I don't know why she stole my car. I'd probably get rid of her.
Your car and your heart.
Exactly.
All right,
hey,
thanks,
today's
dude.
My third year anniversary.
Well, look at you.
Oh, happy anniversary, you two lovebirds.
Thanks, sweet.
Yeah, boy, we'll let you get off to your off to celebrating, all right?
All right.
Are you guys going to dinner or what?
Yeah, we're going to go out and play Topgolf.
Topgolf. Look at you.
All right.
You little young pup.
Yeah, good for you guys.
Well, have fun, man. Yeah.
Bye.
All right, love you,
congratulations,
bye.
Too, man. Morning the Z, hump it or dump it?
If you date a hoe, be prepared to spend a lot of dough.
If you date a what?
If you date a hoe.
Oh, he's doing a little rhyme.
Yeah,
if you date
is.
A hoe, be prepared to spend a lot of dough.
Oh, yeah, that would be.
All right.
All right, that would be definitely one way to look at it. All right, thanks.
Pat
anyway.
Keel says, dump it. Ani Gillespie, sorry. Anita Erickson, hump it. Yuck, dump it. I'm going to say 60-40. It's Dylan Schneider. It's a little song called Carhartt.
Sorry we couldn't get to everybody's calls, too.
About but, clothing theft.
Oh, sorry about that.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. We're rolling the music. You said 70-30?
60-40.
60-40.
Close, and, though.
And when the music stops, you'll stop scrolling. I think you'll be able to grab a random winner that way. You thought I was going to do it right there, didn't you?
I kind of did.
Were you thinking I was going to do it right here? Oh, no.
Come on, Dave.
When you least expect it.
Oh, right there. Randy. It just says Randy. It's a 801-300 number. Randy, I will text you. We'll get these Ryan Bingham tickets to you. You can go enjoy him at the complex on June 22nd. We'll have another Dump It or Dig It tomorrow morning at 8:20, all brought to you by Baku e-bikes and scooters.
Where, of course, you can always elevate your game and adventure with the industry leader in elite fat tire electric bikes. Grab your Baku electric bike today or scooter. Don't get left behind. They have offers and fun stuff for the whole family. From the Mini Badger scooters all the way up to the Storm, the full, the Jaeger, the Mule, the Mav 3, so many different bikes to choose from, and they're right here local as well. Go to Baku.com, BAKCOU.com.
Can't break up now.
It's Old Dominion featuring Megan Maroney on that one, and that is Can't Break Up. And you have a chance to win right now. And makeup with some concert tickets here.
Who
We're
is
trying
this?
To make it up to you. Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Anyone?
Hi.
Hi, what's your
what's
name?
Your name?
Hello?
What? Yeah, we got you.
Ann?
Okay, Ann.
Hello, Ann. How are you?
You are the winner.
Good.
Right on.
Oh, yay.
Yeah,
yeah Jordan,
is it going to be is it going to be King or Kenny?
I'm going to go with the King.
You're going to go with George Strait. So we'll see you at Rice George Eccles Strait. On June 29th. You'll see Chris Stapleton and Little Big Town, and you're going free on the Z. How about that?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you guys so very much.
Yeah, you're
cool.
Welcome.
Have you been trying for a minute?
I have, and it's going to be my 50th anniversary.
Oh.
Wedding anniversary.
On that very day?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, this
Good
is
for
meant
you.
To be.
So the golden anniversary,
yes,
is that what they
was.
Call it?
Yes, it's our 50th golden.
Oh, my gosh. Good for you. What do you feel like has been the secret to staying together?
Keep communications open and be honest.
And what about moving furniture? Is that a...
Oh, Dave.
Well, you know what? I we're still doing it, so I guess
okay,
it
Okay, there
oh,
you go.
Gosh.
All right.
See, there's hope for me.
Yeah,
you
Dave.
Know?
Just keep going, Dave.
Right.
Linda might
there
still
is.
Like me.
All right,
who knows?
Ann, you are going to Kenny Chesney. We'll do it again in the 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours. It's King or Kenny all week long, and Ann's our latest winner. Congratulations.
Okay, and I'm going to King George, correct?
Absolutely. We got you down on the list. All right?
Yeah,
there you
Great.
Go. So,
thank you so very much.
You bet. Hang on a second. Tell everybody what radio station always hooking everybody up with the most country concert tickets.
The best... Station Z104 with Dave and Deb.
Right on.
Oh, good answer.
Yeah, that was a good answer. I was kind of afraid. I was holding my breath. I'm like, maybe she's listening to something.
Time now for everyone's favorite game, Wednesday's Word. Play now with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
The word is...
The word is whole. We're going to give you five questions. They're all going to have the word whole in the answer. And if you get that right, we've got two tickets for Utah's Whole Goal Zoo. We just talked with Rachel. Lots of fun things going on up there. Then we'll give you an audio daily double that will also have whole in the answer. And for that, you get two more tickets. So a family four-pack, two and two for Utah's Whole Goal Zoo with Wednesday's word.
Love it. It's not like Whole Foods, though. H-O-L-E. Who is this?
Trevor.
Trevor. Now, are you ready to roll with us?
I am.
All right. You know the words?
Whole.
There you go. Here we go.
All right, Trevor.
He's on the racetrack.
I know.
Did you hear that?
A single stroke golf success.
Hole in one.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm going to have to try to adjust the volume as we go along here.
You cannot fit a square peg here.
On that one.
It's a saying. I'm just a square peg in a... What's your word?
What's another word for circle?
Circle.
Round hole.
Yes.
There you go.
You can't fit a square peg in a round hole. This is a great void in outer space.
A black hole.
Yes. A Wyoming town.
Jackson Hole.
Yes, and little spherical sweet.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
pastries. They are a function of cutting out the middle of this sweet treat.
Donut hole.
Yes.
There we go.
All right, Trevor, you've got two tickets for Utah's Hogle Zoo. Now, for two more tickets, what is the name of the song by Ricky Van Shelton? There you go.
Son of a. I gave it away. What is it?
Hole in my pocket.
Yes. Great.
Say it again.
Thanks, Dave.
Oh, my gosh.
Hole in my pocket.
There yeah, it hole is. In my All pocket. Right, you got off easy there, Trev.
I got a hole in my pocket and I can't go to the fair.
All right, you're going to Utah's Hogle Zoo. Maybe not the fair, but Utah's Hogle Zoo. You got four tickets. Trevor, who's hooking you up to everybody's favorite game show?
Z104.
Yeah.
Hey, now, dude, while I got you, are you in a relationship?
I am.
All right. So do you guys have a hall pass with each other? Like, you know what the word, the kind of the same hall pass means, right?
Yeah.
All right.
No, we do not.
Yeah, I know. And we don't either.
Disgusted by that question, David.
I know. Now, Jelly Roll and his wife, Bunny XO, do they really have hall passes? And this is a question that arose here a little while ago because Jelly Roll, of course, they joke about how they got Bunny in trouble, which is the wife, with Jelly fans because she posted a TikTok Sunday where she met Chris Sorelli, the lead singer of the band Motionless in White.
Bunny called Chris her hall pass and said, "You could say we're in love now." and even though Jelly wrote "about time" in the comments, his fans were offended on his behalf. Also, he's the one who actually set up Bunny's meeting with Chris.
Now, this is how it kind of played out here. Bunny said that it was a joke. But she also noted that when the pictures were posted of Jelly with his crush, Taylor Swift, everybody swooned, but it turned the other way with her.
They called her the W-H-O-R-E word when she posted her video with Sorelli.
You can't say whore on the radio?
Yes, whore. They called her a whore.
Oh, okay.
I'm a county jail revival.
That's Jelly on the Z and Halfway to Hell. We appreciate you taking us along on your journey to hell or wherever that is this morning. Because we feel like we're already halfway to hell. Hey, listen, maybe your journey involves just a little bit of vacation. Well, number one thing we want on vacation, the poll was figured out here for the perfect hotel. And they said it is Wi-Fi.
Really fast Wi-Fi.
70% of travelers said that it's essential to them enjoying their trip.
These are the top 10 things a perfect hotel must offer. I don't know if they're in any. Well, maybe they are in order. Number 10 is a spa.
And then the a personal bathtub. Now, I guess, does the spa mean an exercise facility?
I think a spa means they offer maybe a massage.
Oh, okay.
Hairstyling, things like that.
Gotcha. Because I know that on the cruise, they refer to it as sort of like the spa, but it's also the fitness center as well. A personal bathtub. Yeah, like, is there a community bathtub?
I don't know. A personal hot tub. Not the community hot tub.
Hot tub. Online check-in and check-out. That is pretty slick, by the way. Because you can just leave your key in the room. Yep. And you can go and you can check. Make sure that your bill, you can either get an email of it or
never check that. I should.
Yeah, you should.
I just check out. I just leave. I just leave.
Don't you even check it on the TV? I think a lot of times you can just check it on the TV.
Nope.
Do you ever check it?
No.
Like,
no,
even when they send you an emailed receipt later on?
I know it's supposed to be, so I'm like, okay, this looks good to me.
All right.
Fitness center.
There you go. And I don't know what it is about. I actually probably work out more when I'm on vacation.
Seriously?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't feel like I'm as strapped for time. So I can take a little bit of time and hit it.
You can lay by the pool with a drink. Who wants to go work out? I think I'll use some of my relaxing time to go work out.
Well, and there are people.
But good for you, Dave.
I know.
Good
but
for
there,
you.
No, but there are people that are way into fitness. And they have said, look, and I've asked them too. I'm talking about like the diehard dedicated people, right? And I've said, so did you work out on the, and there's some of them are like, no, that's our vacation and we just let it all go. We don't, now they can afford to let it all go. When I let it all go, it takes me 6 years to get back in shape.
well, it takes everybody that long.
Sheesh. Now, also a restaurant in the building.
That is nice.
This is the top five here for you.
Attractions nearby.
Yeah, that is good to know that you
can stay somewhere and walk to an attraction or a restaurant or something.
Well, we booked a hotel that was so we could walk to Disneyland, you know. I mean, it was a couple blocks. Same. But still, you know, man, if you want to spend $400 a night, you'd have to be across the street from, it costs like $400 a night. Easily, if you want to,
it's be better than right 800 or 900 on site.
Yeah, that's true. Is that what you did?
No, we're staying across the street.
Holy crap! Anyway, and then here's your top three: a smart TV,
a which king you can, size bed,
and then of course we already talked about it.
Fast Wi-Fi. One reason we want good Wi-Fi is to check in on work, and 1 in 4 people said they've worked on vacation. To save their vacation days.
Wait, who the crap are the other people? Who are the other 75%?
Wow.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
If you can go on vacation and not have to check in on work, and you're the 75% who don't, then good on you. That's a good place to be, where you can just walk away from your job and then not have to worry about it until you come back. Tony Award nominations were announced yesterday. And I believe that would be coming out here now. Danza, Shalhoub, and the Tiger were all up for the best Tonys.
Huh.
Because they are great.
They're great.
Man, I heard from a dude. I don't know if I'm supposed to share this or not. Well, let's just go ahead and share it anyway. Because okay. Now that I... but
what are you
going
to tell us, Dave?
I heard from one of the construction workers, and this is crazy. When I said Tony the Tiger, it reminded me of Tiger Woods. He's doing a golf course up there in Park City area.
Oh, okay.
And they're building that and putting it all together. Of course, it's costing $1 billion. And I asked the guy, I said, hey, could I trade you out some Burger King coupons?
Oh, jeez.
For a membership there.
Nope.
At the thing. And he goes, if you have $250,000 a year.
Wow.
$250,000 just to be a membership there at the Tiger Woods golf course.
Wow.
Now, you know, maybe I wasn't supposed to share that. I don't know.
Well.
Anyway. Hey, coming up, Mother's Day. Not this weekend, but the next weekend.
That is so crazy that it's already Mother's Day.
Yeah, we're talking about a week from this Sunday will be Mother's Day. A lot of moms will be going out, but there's a little stipulation that you might want to stick around and find out. And that is coming up this hour, along with Battle of the Sexes as well. JD. On the Z, Tucson, too late.
It's May Day. Today marks the halfway point between spring equinox and the summer solstice.
Calling out May Day.
May Day.
Mayday, what the hell is that?
Mayday? Why, that's the Russian New Year. You know, we'll have a big parade and we'll serve hotter dirt.
Mayday, Mayday, do you copy me?
Happy Mayday.
It's the month of May.
Commemorating the progress of labor rights movements.
And welcome the warmer weather.
Oh, yes, nice.
And, of course, Mother's Day coming up a week from this Sunday. For Mother's Day this year, you can actually ask your mother if she wants to go out and eat. Because then you can ask her if she wants to go out to eat with you, and that will be a little bit of a different question. According to the survey, about a third of the moms will consider dining out with friends.
21% would consider a date night without their kids.
And then 10% may dine out solo for Mother's Day.
No, I don't want to go with you, Bob, and I don't want to go with any of the kids.
I just want to go on my own.
I just want to go by myself.
Just leave me alone.
Regardless who's going, restaurants will be packed for Mother's Day. According to Open Table, Mother's Day was the number one busiest day for restaurants last year, even bigger than Valentine's Day.
Wow.
The second biggest day was the Saturday before Mother's Day.
That makes sense. Overall, 54% of Americans plan to dine out this Mother's Day. And then even higher among millennials and Gen Zers. They're like, yeah, I'm gonna treat myself.
And by the way, leave your phone at home or in your pocket. 26% of people said their ideal Mother's Day experience involves no phones or tablets at the table.
Makes sense, because it would be nice. Tune it all out, especially if you're like, I don't want anything to do with my family. I don't want my husband. I don't want kids. I don't want anybody. I just want to go out. And by the way, I'm going to turn my phone off. If you date a blank, be prepared for blank. Fill in the blank. If you date a veterinarian, be prepared for a house full of animals.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. If you date a tire guy, be prepared to learn everything about tires. If you date someone with ADHD, be prepared for good intentions but unfinished projects throughout the whole house.
That's true.
If you date a heavy equipment operator, get ready to have a lesson on dirt work.
Oh, yeah.
If you marry my ex, I feel bad for you. I got 99 problems and she ain't one. If you date a nurse, be prepared for her to refer you to her primary care provider.
Sure.
If you date a blue-collar worker, be prepared for caffeine addiction.
If you date a journalist, be prepared for him to always ask you tough questions. Now, where were you?
Ken, now, do you have receipts? Do you have receipts?
Yeah.
If you date a railroad engineer, be prepared for zero schedule and have them on call 24/7. If you date a cheater, be prepared for cheating.
Mm.
If you date a field mechanic, be prepared for them to always be dirty and never done on time. If you marry a man with an ex, a narcissistic ex, be prepared to have a headache for the rest of your life.
I don't know if we hit this one, an entrepreneur. If you date an entrepreneur, be prepared for a roller coaster of ups and downs. Because this one's going to take off this time, honey. I promise. It's a great idea. I'm going to start this new business, and this one is really going to go.
If you date a volunteer firefighter, be prepared to be left anytime, anywhere for who knows how long.
Right. Or a photographer. How about if you date a photographer, be prepared to become their favorite subject all the time. Hey, could you stand in front of this? Let me get this backdrop.
In front of me.
Look at that sunset.
Yeah. If you date a woman, be prepared for her to look like her mother, because that's really who you're marrying.
Yeah. We've heard that before.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
If you're married to professional Santa, be prepared to never go in public without taking selfies.
Oh yeah,
even with adults that don't have kids,
especially with the real beard and everything. You know,
yes.
I mean, because that's what you always get. I always say it. I'm not. I fall right into that category. I'll see somebody with a really long white beard, and I'm like, oh,
Santa. I know him.
I bet you do that. Yeah.
If you date a truck driver, be prepared to get driving lessons. If you marry a construction worker, be prepared for them to point out every house they've ever built or stepped foot in.
Yeah. I'm silly that way, too. And I don't mean to turn it again, but I'm just sort of relating to some of these as they're coming in. But like when I DJ gigs and weddings and stuff, like, I'll drive by and my wife will be in the car. Hey, I've DJed right there. I did a wedding right there.
If you date a cowgirl, be prepared to always come second to her horse.
Yeah.
If you date Deb, be prepared for drama. Allison, I'm a simple girl.
Not really.
Yeah, I am.
Yes, boy.
Well, maybe I do have a little OCD.
Don't we all? Don't we all, though?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just have to find the perfect blend.
We talked about this with a therapist, but the same thing goes on if you date a psychologist. Be prepared to have your mind gently analyzed.
Gently.
Gently analyzed.
If you date a farmer, be prepared to never sleep in again. If you date a concrete pump operator, don't ever make plans. If you date a cougar, be prepared to not be able to keep up.
Oh. How about this one? This is a good one, too. In fact, this is the end of my list over here. I don't know what you have. If you date a radio personality, be prepared to never have to buy a t-shirt or a coffee mug.
Absolutely. Again. You've got all the dishes and clothing you need.
Works out pretty good, doesn't it? Yeah. All right, Battle of the Sexes coming up here towards the bottom. Plus, it's still What's Your Deal Wednesday, y'all. If you want to get in a little comment, maybe you have something on your mind that you want to throw out there, we would love to sneak it in this hour for you. Earth. and Ronnie, or better known as Brooks and Dunn, the other Brooks and Dunn, doing the rodeo man thing. What's your deal? What's on your mind? We are taking your comments here for a little bit more. This came in here as well. It says, I bet sports on my mobile app.
Okay.
I just tried to text my buddy who bets games too. Now, we're into the NBA and the NHL playoffs and stuff. I attempted to text him. I already won the Laker bet, and it ended up sending, I already want her back. My friend immediately called because he thought my wife left me. We laughed our butt off and then went about our day. Autocorrect. Have you had any autocorrect fails that you want to share with us?
Yes, it is never duck.
Why now? Why are you typing that in?
Because maybe I'm mad, or maybe I'm trying to be funny.
Does it autocorrect when you type in Richard? Does it autocorrect to something else?
Nope. Huh,
weird. Or the other way around. Well, I guess maybe yours. Now, mine still is doing it. I have no idea why, but mine still, every time I say thanks, it types out Thanksgiving.
So does mine.
So, morning the Z, what's your con? Oh, hung up. So,
if you date a roofer, prepare for him to be on top.
We asked the question a little earlier in case you're just checking in here. If you date a blank, be prepared for blank.
And this always comes up. What's my deal Wednesday? Still, zipper merges and roundabouts.
Yeah.
Enough said. What's your deal Wednesday? Expectant mother parking should just be parents in general. Getting toddlers into the store is much harder than when I was pregnant. Yeah, because when you're pregnant, that kid's still with you.
Yeah.
He moves with you or she moves with you. But when you're undoing a car seat and for maybe two or three kids and you're clear the heck out there, yeah.
I agree.
I'd be down with that.
Yeah, I think there should be just sort of a mom's thing, you know. Or actually, why don't they just put a lazy A sign? It's just for anybody.
I swing in there every time. I'm like, I don't care. I have no pride. I want to swing in there and park in the lazy A section and go right in.
Just own it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yes.
It's like, yeah, that spot's just for me right there. Hey, it's Tim McGraw's birthday today. 57 gosh dang years old that guy
is.
And
he's in the middle of a huge tour, selling out everywhere. People talking about how great the graphics are, or the, electronic, the stage, everything.
Yeah.
He's amazing. And really? When he was here, it was incredible.
I mean, he's like my idol when it comes to fitness. Unbelievable. He's just the living proof of being able to, if I just had a personal chef and if I had a personal trainer and 3 hours a day to work out, I could be just like him. I could be Tim McGraw.
You could.
And Keith Urban. A chance for us to catch up with Tim McGraw and talk about trucks.
I can remember being in a cotton field with everybody's trucks around a bonfire and everybody sort of playing guitars and singing Hank Williams songs or turning the radio, listening to George Strait or Journey or something like that, wide open. And those are great coming-of-age memories that I have as a teenager driving and listening to music. I know
six-stick shift, dark blue. OBO has nothing to do with armpit smell. Tim McGraw, $7,500 or best offer, OBO. Happy birthday again to Tim, 57 years old today. I'm pretty sure that he has somebody else mow his lawn for him, though. It is no mow day today. No mow May. Not just today. It's no mow May. Now, it's going to help your yard, and this is why. And it helps the bees, too, by the way. The idea behind no mow May is that you won't mow your lawn for the whole entire month.
I can't do that.
Which means, now listen,
I know,
Deborah,
I'm a terrible citizen.
It means the grass will grow, lawn flowers will bloom, the native bees will emerge from hibernation and feast on the local pollen.
Now it says, if you choose to participate, they suggest informing your neighbors. You'll also want to check your local HOA. Is it okay if I don't mow my lawn? I'm just helping the bees.
Well, they've had my front yard dug up for 5 days because they can't even get water to it. So
they want to make you notify your local HOA to make sure you don't get fined for extremely tall grass height. Most HOAs start having a problem if the lawn extends past 8 or 10 inches tall.
Man, you might as well get a swather.
Yeah.
When it comes to that. Now, if you can't participate fully, maybe consider just cutting back on how often you mow your lawn during the spring and a little bit of help for the bees, and they'll be thriving.
No, I want to help the bees. I love the bees. I love honey.
Now, are they meaning basically dandelions, right?
I think so.
Is that what they mean by that? Because
I think so.
Isn't that really the only lawn flower that comes up?
Bees. I've got lots of flowers in the flower bed, so come on over. But the lawn?
Come on over.
No.
I don't particularly. Look, I guess the bees, the bee, you know, just the bees that do the thing. That put their stinger in the thing, and then they pollinate, and then they do honey and stuff. It's the wasps that drive me crazy, man. I'm like, the wasps are that they're just
no use.
They're just little.
They just fly around and sting people.
Yeah, they're just they are of the devil.
Yes,
and I don't even know why God had created the wasp, and there's got to be some reason why, but I have no idea why, because all they do is just go around and, like you said, just sting people. Hey, scrolling might be ruining your relationship, too, they say. What? Say it isn't so. They got some therapists together and figured this out.
According to therapists, there's a nighttime habit that is really bad for your love life. Social media scrolling. It's dubbed parallel scrolling. It's basically a habit of lying in bed next to your partner, looking at your phone, and it could spell doom for your relationship.
Now, a lot of the couples that this particular therapist work with say that complain that their partner is constantly on their phone, distracted, and that's hard to get their attention, said the Tracy Ross, a couples and family therapist in New York City. She also went on to say, while the need to unwind at the end of the day is completely understandable, it's hard to deny the damage it can do to your relationship.
Come on, Judy.
Get off your phone.
Bob, you know I'm right in the middle of Candy Crush.
and then it's like, all right, we'll be patient. And then guess what happens? I'm kind of tired.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I had a bad day. I'm not feeling very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know all the tricks.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. It sounds like you do. You know, you were feeling okay when you were scrolling and playing Candy Crush. You know, 10 minutes ago, you were feeling just fine when you sent me that meme. But now you're not feeling very good. All right, let's battle it out between a guy and a girl. Here we go.
And now, a game that pits man against woman. Play Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
All right, we've got tickets to the Ute Stampede for Wednesday, July 10th in Nephi. Now, that is Extreme Bulls Night.
Heck yeah.
On Wednesday night. Down there in the Nephi. Thursday night is family night. Friday night is military night. Get your tickets at utestampederodeo.com. But right now, we've got tickets up for grabs for Wednesday night's Extreme Bulls performance at the Ute Stampede Rodeo.
Just going to go to the first couple of lines that started to ring. Who is this? Hello? Too late. Morning the Z. What is your name?
This is Tyler.
Okay, Tyler. How the heck? Now, we probably ought to just throw this out every once in a while. Not that it really matters, because nobody follows the rules. But if you've won in 30 days, we like to throw it out there. Look, you can win cash as many times as you want, but if you've won within 30 days on some of these other contests, we're just trying to share the love. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
I think it's 2 months for me, so I should be good now.
Okay.
All right.
Now, we're looking for a girl on the other side. Who is this?
Oh, this is Jake. I'm not a girl.
Oh, Jake.
That's all right.
Darn it.
Try again. I mean, come back after you've had surgery or something. Actually, we're not even still going to allow that. Who is this?
Jan.
Jan and Tyler. Jan, have you won in 30 days?
No.
All right, Jan, we're going to go first, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, Jan. Which NBA team just knocked the Lakers out of the playoffs? The Nuggets, the Spurs, or the Timberwolves?
I don't know. Spurs, I don't know.
It's the Nuggets.
I don't know. I don't watch basketball. They did. It was like 4-1, wasn't it, or something like that? Lakers only pulled off one game. All right, Tyler, here's your question. Musician Tim McGraw celebrates his birthday today, which we just barely talked about. Which famous country singer is he married to? Faith Hill, gosh. Shania Twain, or Carrie Underwood?
Oh, Faith Hill.
There we
easy.
Go. Finally, an easy question.
Yeah.
All right, Jan. What casino card game is sometimes referred to as 21? Baccarat?
Blackjack.
Blackjack or Texas Hold'em? Yes.
He's not going to even let you finish.
Right.
Tyler, your next question. A new season of Dance Moms prepares tonight. Which pop star first rose to fame as a dancer on the show? Was it Willow Smith, Maddie Ziegler, or JoJo Siwa?
JoJo Siwa.
There you go.
All right. Jan, you got to get this one. Old Tyler's 2 for 2. What is the common name for tape used to seal and insulate HVAC systems? Scotch tape, duct tape, or electrical tape?
Duct tape.
Yes.
Okay.
Take that, Tyler.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's an evil laugh right there, Jan.
Oh, that was a good one.
All right, Tyler. Here's your chance to win it and take all three of them. What is the name of the yoga pose that involves lying flat on your back with arms and legs spread, often used for relaxation? Warrior pose, corpse pose, or downward dog?
Corpse pose.
There it is.
Three for three.
Just like you're dead.
Tyler, you're the winner. Jan, you can play again. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Good job, Tyler. Hold on a second. We'll grab some more info. Hey, today is May, now that we've started the new thing. It's Grump Out.
Oh, so heck yeah.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah. Dave, right? you can celebrate the whole month.
I could.
You're mean to me, throw things at me, take everything so personally. Kick my dog, I call the law. Yell at my kids to get off your lawn. Someday I'm just gonna come kick your butt.
Well, you're going to get it now.
Cause I can see that you are really a grump.
Wow, he seemed pretty angry.
And it doesn't help that you are always drunk.
Long live cowgirls.
It's Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, long live cowgirls.
And a song called Cowgirls featuring Ernest on the Z. Morning, everybody. Happy hump day to you.
What's your deal Wednesday? Utah, where are those 70 degree temperatures?
Saturday.
Yeah, and then more rain on Monday, right?
They're coming on Saturday, yeah.
Aww.
So hang in
Chantel
there.
Kenny, I would support a veteran or senior parking before a parent. Most parents are young and spry. If they're doing the deed for babies, they can sure as hell walk the parking lot.
That's actually a pretty good. That's pretty good point. Actually,
yeah,
you have
still
to say
in
that
for the lazy ass. Slot
yeah, that
by
one
the
is
door.
Just a lazy eight.
I want to pull into that.
But there
just,
should be it
in.
Should be two or three slots down from the vets and the you know stuff like that where we would support our and there are some places that do that. I've seen the parking lots where they say reserve for a veteran, you know?
I like that.
I do like it, too. Military personnel or first responders.
I have not seen Lazy A.
No, but it may be yet to come.
Hope springs eternal.
Yeah. However, good point, because if you're physical enough to move furniture, you might be physical enough to walk into a grocery
store.
Right there, with
a couple of kids in tow.
That's right.
It's Morning Buzz time with Dave and Deb.
All right. So I guess a new study shows that ChatGPT overwhelmingly depicts financiers. And this is how this whole thing plays out.
Hello, this is artificial intelligence. I would like to extend a sincere apology for the perpetuation of sexism on the internet. As artificial intelligence, I can only use the information that has been fed to me over the past 50 years. By the way, you look great in that mini skirt. Why don't you bring me a drink? If you're nice to me, I'll talk to a guy I know about getting you a job as a secretary or a stewardess. Again, sorry for all the outdated stereotypes. Now clean the house, take care of the kids, and make me dinner while I watch the game on the boob tube.
So depicts financiers as men. Okay.
And the women as secretaries is what it does.
Dave,
it basically.
I bet you love that.
It was fun. It was fun to just play
hilarious.
That back. It was just, you know.
Hilarious.
I know I could tell by the amount of laughter that came from you over there. Hey, what is the most dreaded word to hear at work? Hey.
Because you know they're going to give you something to do or ask you a question.
Study shows that new most dreaded word to hear at work is hey. Apparently the word can trigger a fight or flight response.
Absolutely.
Which can lead to employees thinking about the worst case scenario.
Hey, what do they remember? Hey, Dave, quick question. Yeah. That doesn't happen here anymore, but it used to happen all the time. Hey, Dave, quick question.
Maybe.
Do you have a second? No, I just got off the air. Let me go pee first, okay?
Now, maybe the hey, Dave part is not there, but hey, got a quick question. we still have that around. And I just don't know if there's any way of getting around that. Okay, and then in addition to that, by 2029, I guess what they're saying here in auto tech news is automatic emergency braking will be in all new vehicles in 5 years. And I guess you may have heard this in the news here the last couple of days, which I think is great. Do you have a vehicle that does this?
Well, I don't know, but I've been looking at motorcycles and they make them with ABS and they're like, don't buy one that doesn't have ABS, I was told.
Okay.
Because
now, what do you mean you don't know? You don't know if yours does or not?
I assume my new Jeep Gladiator has ABS, but I'm not sure. I think it does, but it's not why I bought it. I have no idea.
Now, when they say ABS brakes or whatever, I always thought that meant something else for years. I don't know if that's what this is. I don't know. Maybe I'm... this is automatic emergency braking.
Oh, I think it stands for anti-lock braking system. Is it the same?
That's the anti-lock. ABS is. This is something that is actually, your car will go off of sensors, and in case you don't catch something in time, it'll slam on its brakes and stop.
Oh, gotcha.
And this is the technology. Now, some of this stuff is already out, and I realized this when I was backing up out of a Walmart parking spot, and I looked both ways or whatever. Somebody, because it's always somebody else's fault. It's not mine, because we always blame somebody else, right? But so you think that you're looking at your rear view camera, and you think you've looked both ways, and you've done your thing. Well, out of the blind spot weirdness of all of this, my car slammed on it. In fact, it feels so dramatic. It feels like he got hit. And I just barely even had my foot on the brake. Well, this thing detected the speed of the vehicle and all of the factors that came into it. And my car just locked up. Bam!
I'm pretty sure my Jeep probably has ABS, but not probably what you're talking about.
It's crazy how it works.
Because the guy that was driving in front of me last night on... the Mountain View corridor with the Beverly Hillbillies load of furniture with one ratchet strap. I did it one time have to slam on my brakes, but I was almost too late. So
you mean because something was coming off?
I felt like it was coming. Well, he slammed on his brakes in front of me and there was no reason to, but it didn't sense anything. And so I had to do all the work and we barely missed hitting.
I barely missed the story about a man named Jed.
Speed up there, Jed.
Oh, my gosh. And I do scratch my head at some of the loads that are out there.
Yeah.
Now, to all y'all that do a great job at strapping it down and tarping it down.
It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, and being responsible. But, man, there are some loads that I just see. There are some people, and I'm not trying to tag anybody in particular, but I'll see flatbed trucks. Just flatbed pickup trucks, and they'll be throwing ladders on there and nothing strapped down. They'll be throwing their generator on there, their cooler, and I'm thinking their dog.
I'm sorry. Maybe around town, and you can hate me, but having a dog in the back of the truck on the freeway, I know they're used to it. I know they love it.
Yeah.
But
or you'll see those big old scrap metal trucks, and they have a little teeny net Yeah. And they have just a little teeny net that's trying to hold down.
Nunchucks flying at
you. And they're trying to hold down 50,000 tons of metal with a little teeny net over the top. And I'm like, oh, that'll help. That'll do it right there.
My mom drives a new Acura RDX. Her car has the emergency braking. It slammed on the brakes for an imaginary object in the road. She almost kissed the windshield for nothing. It's good for some things, but it has problems that need to be worked out.
But it sounds like it could be really something that could save a lot of lives down the road, which I think is great, you know. Anyway.
Every day, more than 115 people are killed on our roadways. That equates to about 43,000 people being killed. Can you imagine if that happened in any other mode of transportation? There would just be a public outrage. And yet we've become accustomed to it on our roadways, and it doesn't have to be the case. There is technology available that can be saving lives, and that's why we push so hard for this automatic emergency braking rule.
We see it a little bit now, and what they're saying is that in the next 5 years, it will be in all new vehicles.
Chafin Winter says the new automatic braking thing sucks ass. If there's a dead bug on the sensors, it won't let you continue.
Oh, really?
Somebody else says that Brad Jolly, they are not safe. We have snow and slush in the state. Good luck with auto braking.
Is that what they mean when they got to work the bugs out? You got to get the bugs off of the sensor as well.
Literally, we got to quit having the bugs trigger the brakes.
Yeah. We have a few little leftovers. What's your deal Wednesday? We'll sneak in as much as we can after this.
Time now for everyone's favorite game, Wednesday's Word. Play now with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
The word is...
The word is wind.
Why'd you look over here? I had gas yesterday.
You know why.
I had gas yesterday.
All right. We have five questions. I'll have the word wind in the answer. And if you get that right, we've got two tickets for Utah's Hogle Zoo. And then we'll give you an audio daily double, which will also have wind in the answer. And for that, you'll get two more tickets. It's 2-2 for Utah's Hogle Zoo.
Love it. Morning the Z. What's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Who's this?
Angie?
Yes. Are you ready? Do you know the word?
Wind?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Get as close to your phone as possible. You sound like you're in Africa.
Okay.
The larynx to the lungs.
Windpipe.
Yes. Your vehicle's wipers keep it clear.
Windshield wipers.
Yes. They dot the Dutch landscape.
Windmills.
Yes. These tinkle musically in the breeze.
Wind chime?
Yep. And the Rhett Butler and Scarlett O'Hara movie.
Gone with the Wind.
Frankly, yes. My dear.
Yes. All right, you've got two tickets for the zoo. Now for two more tickets, what's the name of this song by John Anderson?
Does this have anything to do with the reproductive system?
No. No, Dave.
No?
No, it's an Indian tribe. Oh, I gave away a clue.
Yeah.
It's wind?
What?
Indian wind?
Indian wind. No. But that is, that could be possible. Specific. If you eat too many Navajo tacos, you have Indian wind.
Oh, Dave. Florida State, it's their mascot. The Florida State.
Indian?
No.
No. No, you need to be. It's a tribe.
Seminole Wind?
What?
What?
Seminole Wind?
Yes.
Seminole Wind. Yes. Good job. Dave. Seminole Wind. I mean, sorry. Here, play it. Wait. Blow, Seminole Wind. I've been singing it wrong this whole time. I'm swinging. I'm calling to you. Good job, John Anderson. And you know why we do this on the very last time of the Wednesday's Word on Wednesdays? What's tomorrow?
Throwback Thursday.
Yes. Nice. Now, the voting starts at 5 a.m. on the mobile app or at z104country.com. We're going to play back songs from the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, 6 to midnight twice an hour, 4 times in the noon hour for lunch. And we love Throwback Thursday, so we hope you'll jump on your app or the website and vote. Your favorite songs in. Angie, congratulations. Who's hooking you up with Wednesday's Word?
Z104.
We love you. Thank you. Appreciate you taking us along, all right?
Thank you.
And happy hump day to you. In just a second, we'll grab a little information, and then we'll let you be on your way. Please continue to hold. We will be with you shortly.
Your call is very important to us.
Yeah. The wait time is about 45 minutes.
Hey, coming up, the Instant Cash Song of the Day. Remember, it is Save Me the Trouble by Dan and Shay. It will play for sure in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. It's worth $250 to caller Z each time it plays. $1,000 a day in cash going out the door from Z104.
We've got a tough decision for you, too. George Strait tickets or Kenny Chesney tickets? That's a tough one right there. Two incredible artists. One coming June 29th, George Strait, Kenny Chesney, July 16th. And it's Pick Your Ticks right here from the Zing. King or the Zing? Right here from the Z. King or Kenny. And we'll continue in the 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours. And then, of course, we gave away a pair in the 8 a.m. hour as well.
$154 in the Mystery Sound Jackpot coming up at 10:50. See if you can figure out what it is and win the cash. Also, don't forget, Strong VW, Dave and Deb's Second Chance Prom. Rooms at a discount available for that night, as well as tickets for $10.43. Benefits I Care for Kids. It's a great cause, and we want to see you all there on May 18th.
Yeah, we are going to be there, but we'd like you to show up anyway. And just pretend like you're having a good time. No, it's incredible. We've done it a couple of times, and it's just it really is a fun and amazing event, and it will sell out, so jump on that as soon as you can. Throwback, as we mentioned, tomorrow, and then it's Friday, and then it's Saturday.
And then it's Sunday, and then it's Monday.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe that?
Yes.
We'll be back at the crack.
But tune in anyway.
Show's over.
With the morning show done,
the mayhem begins.
Let's crank some country.
Yay! We'll see you tomorrow morning, then.